I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Vermont is one of just three states across the country that doesn't have an ethics commission in place. Backers of the plan say this kind of panel is needed before major ethical problems emerge. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, some key lawmakers remain skeptical about the idea.
Washington Senator Anthony Polina envisions a five-person commission that has an executive director and several investigators on staff. The commission would initially investigate conflicts of interest and other ethical issues involving state officials and legislators.
What we have right now is either no way to resolve these questions, or we have elected officials investigating other elected officials, which doesn't make any sense at all. It's really important that we have a way to remove the process from politics and have an independent commission try to resolve the questions.
Secretary of State Jim Condos strongly supports the creation of an ethics commission.
We have very few cases where there are problems, but there are those cases, and those are the ones that we need to address.
Windham Senator Jeanette White is the chairwoman of the Senate Government Operations Committee. She has her doubts about creating a state ethics commission. First, she says, it's expensive.
First of all, it costs a lot of money. I'm not sure that we can spend that kind of money right now. It has been estimated that it would cost between $500,000 and $600,000 to set this up.
But Senator Polina says that's a small price to pay to help maintain public confidence in government.
We've entered a lot of murky waters in recent years with a lot of questions about potential conflicts, and I think making an investment in an ethics commission is one of the better investments we can make.
Senator White also sees a potential legal problem. She says the Vermont Constitution clearly states that only the House and the Senate can discipline their own members.
The Constitution says we're responsible for our own. And I could be convinced otherwise, but I'd have to be convinced.
Secretary Condos has a solution to this problem. That's to have the Ethics Commission investigate cases and then make recommendations to either the House or the Senate to act on.
If the legislature delegated the authority to receive, investigate, and recommend a discipline on a legislator back to the appropriate body, and the body actually makes the determination.
Condos also wants the commission to review cases involving municipal employees, but Polina says he'd rather start with a smaller agenda to see how the concept works. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.